Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey friends, it's Karamo, talk show host, life coach, and your next best friend. You just don't know it yet.
I'm hosting a new podcast called Started on WhatsApp, Brotherhoods. We're going around the world to explore male friendships and all the wins, challenges, and bonds that are made in WhatsApp group chats.
And that's exactly where you can listen to it. Right in the app. It's streaming on the official WhatsApp channel. Just open the app and go to the updates tab to start listening. While you're at it, message your best friend and make sure they listen too. I'll see you there.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
I'm going to say this on the radio when I do my show in a little while. I said it this morning when I was on with Jeremy at 7 a.m. on a Monday morning. I'm all for, you know, putting blame on Joe Brady. Of course, he's the offensive coordinator, right? I mean, that's his job to help put his guys in better position. No doubt about it. But folks, I mean, think about it, you know, from a standpoint of, I wanted to use an analogy, like I am terrible at drawing. I am a terrible artist. I cannot draw whatsoever. I literally draw stick figures. Like if you want to see the worst artist in the world, that might be me. So like I draw stick figures. You could bring in the greatest art teacher in the world to work with me on a weekly, daily basis. I don't know if it's going to help much. Maybe I'll get a little better. I don't think so. Like you can only work with the tools in your toolbox, right? You can only get, and in this case, it's not even the tools in the toolbox. It's the talent that they have. So I'm not absolving Joe Brady of blame, but I don't know what Joe Brady can do with wide receivers who just can't do that. You can say scheme. Well, the other team has scheming against you to say, you're not going to do this against us. So I'm not absolving him. He's got to figure out a way. I get that. Whether that's personnel, whether that's play design, whatever. But they don't really have the players to be able to put themselves in that position to help their MVP quarterback. They have a great quarterback, Josh Allen. And he's back there right now, not finding anybody open. And then there are times where there are guys open. He's not pulling the trigger. I mean, it's not like they're open way downfield, but 3-4 yards off the line. And I get it. Josh is like, I'm not taking that. That's a 2-yard gain. I want something more. And he doesn't have to, maybe he should take a little bit more of those. I get it. But those are also just kind of nothing plays. There was a screenshot floating around where Keon Coleman was open. Oh my God, why didn't he throw it? I'm like, well, he's 2 yards off the line and there's two linebackers ready to tackle him as soon as he catches it, right? If you're Josh, you're probably like, I'm not throwing it there. So I think there's a lot of blame, if you want to use that word, go around here. There's a lot that's happening, but I don't know what the fix is now because you're past the trade deadline. I mean, Gabe Davis coming in is not the savior, but maybe he can help a little bit. I don't know. Is there somebody walking on the streets that doesn't have a job? Josh Palmer getting healthy will help a little bit. But now you have Dalton Kincaid out. I mean, Dalton Kincaid goes out with a – oh, sorry. Just clicked on this TV side you saw. On the video side, you saw me click the wrong button there, and my head was in two boxes. Dalton Kincaid has a hamstring injury. He leaves the game. Probably going to keep him out, you know, probably at least a game. I mean, generally that's the case with hamstring injuries, soft tissue injuries, at least a game. We've seen that with Shaq Thompson for a couple of games now at linebacker and others. He's your only guy that's really kind of creating a mismatch and getting some separation. So you're compounding the issue by having the one guy you rely on and maybe the two guys with Josh Palmer who aren't even playing right now or can't get on the field because of injuries together. I mean, you lose one, you gain another, you gain one, you lose another, you know. I don't know what the answer is. Sean McDermott, interestingly enough, was asked in the locker room after the game. He was asked and said, I think Jay Skursky, the Buffalo News, said to him that Brandon Bean said this is a championship roster. He believes it is post-trade deadline. Do you agree with that? He didn't say yes. He didn't say no, but he didn't say yes. Pretty easy to say yes. You know what he said? He said, I love these guys in this locker room. I love them. That's not a answer that says, I believe we have a championship roster. I mean, is he saying, I don't have what I need, what this team needs to win a championship? I mean, I think whenever you have Josh Allen, I mean, the Bills still have a good roster. It's depleted because of injuries in a lot of respects. I get it. It's not that much removed from the roster that just beat the Kansas City Chiefs at home, right? It's a week-to-week league. We know that. We say that all the time. They can go and run off 5-6 straight, but it's going to be hard. It's a grind every time. That's the thing about it. It's like they're not able to just go out there and beat teams from the jump, like kind of Miami did. And that's a second point of this issue I want to bring up, which is this roster, this team is not able to play from behind and chase a game. I will use Sean McDermott's wording there and phrasing, and I agree with him 100%. They can't chase the game. They had to chase it here. When they're down 13 points early and they have to kind of start figuring out, all right, we need urgency. We need to move the ball down the field and score. That's not how they're built. They're built to control the game, play from in front. Control the game, even play at a kind of neutral rate, basically. Kind of like they did against Kansas City a little bit. They were in control. In Kansas City, against Kansas City, the Bills were kind of in control the whole game. Now, the Chiefs came down. I think they tied up, if I remember right. It might have been 7-7. The point is, never felt like the Bills weren't in control of that game. There was never a point where they had to kind of start going, okay, what do we need? We need to answer the passing game. We need to start moving the ball. And yeah, the run game's nice, but if it starts to get a little square, yeah, we got to have a little bit more urgency in the passing game. When you're in the lead, when you are tied, you control the game more. You can dictate terms. The Bills couldn't dictate terms in this game. But the larger issue is they need to dictate terms to teams. And when they're behind like that, they can't do that. And they don't have, and I still think it's crazy to say out loud, they don't have the kind of offense to do that with Josh Allen at quarterback. And Josh isn't the problem, although he hasn't played that great, right? We know that. He had some nice numbers in this game, 70%, 310 yards. He threw the interception. He had the fumble, and those are non-negotiable. You can't do that. He said he was trying to hit the, I think it might have been Shavers in the back of the end zone on the interception. I think it was credited to a target to Knox because he was close. He wasn't trying to go to Dawson Knox, trying to go to the back of the end zone. He said he couldn't step into the throw, and he short-armed it. That's why it was picked. And then the fumble. You got to hold on to the ball. Guys are punching at it. James Cook, fumble. Guys are punching at it. Miami's scratching and clawing, doing everything they can.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.